It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Beyond the mouth of the canyon, tucked behind rocky ridges and overshadowed by the sheer granite faces and spires of the Bitterroot Mountains of western Montana, lies a geologic anomaly. You might not see it the first time you explore Blodgett Canyon, or even on the next visit, but it is there if you look for it, a granite arch high on the southern wall of the canyon. Like every arch or window or land bridge I've seen, the sight still makes me stop, stare, and shake my head. How did it happen? Erosion created the sandstone arches of the Colorado Plateau, a process that took thousands of years. It's clearly diagrammed in national park brochures and visitor centers. But a granite arch, and the only one around, high on the canyon wall above a glacial valley in Montana? What are the chances? Geologically, Blodgett Canyon was carved by glaciers during the last ice age, which ended more than 10,000 years ago. Prior to that, the initial granite intrusions occurred during the Mesozoic and Cenozoic eras, 70 to 100 million years ago. In more recent times, thousands of years of freezing and thawing caused exfoliation, like the sloughing off of dead skin cells or an onion losing parts of each of its layers. The arch, known as Horsehead Arch, was created by this exfoliation process. By some unique circumstance, this exfoliation left the ridgeline intact. I once hiked to the base of the arch, crawling up slippery scree slopes and through miserable thickets of blue spruce and snowberry bushes. At the base of the arch, my companion and I sat and checked for ticks, shedding dozens of the little pests that the Blodgett drainage is so well known for. An obscure 1980s climbing guide makes reference to the arch, saying that people have possibly rappelled from its apex. That was our plan, climb and rappel the arch. We began to climb the steep rock around the edge, still in awe at the size of the opening before us. Mother Nature quickly intervened, sending hail and rain upon us. We retreated to the ground beneath the arch, marveling at the opening for some time before beginning the delicate trudge down the dangerously slick scree. One of my earliest childhood memories is tripping over a root and skinning my palm on the trail that winds through the canyon bottom. I was only a few years old at the time and far too young to hike far enough to gain sight of the arch, but there's not been a year since that I've not visited the canyon. I became accustomed to the sheerness of the granite walls, the vast number of ticks, and the looks of astonishment on friends' faces as they gazed upon Blodgett Arch for the first time. On my last journey up the canyon, nearly 2 decades after my first, I stood atop a granite spire with my 2 best friends. We looked down the long rock face we'd just come up, down at the trail far below, and then across at the arch that still makes me wonder. Then we turned our backs to the afternoon sun and looked east toward the mouth of the canyon and toward the valley I call home. Today's Field Note was written by Ben Johnson. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out more about upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit www.montananaturalist.org.